Heavenly Father, our gracious and loving Father, as we come into the presence in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we praise Thee, we glorify Thee, and we magnify Thee. For You are the only one who is worthy of praise, worthy of honor, worthy of glory. For we know, Lord, that all the principalities and powers and kings and queens, with Your permission, Father, they are in their positions. And in the twinkling of a moment, in a second, Father, You can remove them from their positions. We understand that the entire universe is being weighed in the balance of Thy word, Father. And You said to Belteshazzar, Lord, Mene, Mene, Tekel, the first sin. The great emperor of Babylon, You told him, Thou hast been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Therefore, Thy kingdom shall be taken away from You. We thank You, Father, that You have given us a kingdom through Thy Son, Jesus Christ. A kingdom that is eternal. A kingdom that will never perish. A kingdom which will be ruled by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the blessed God, the only potentate, God omnipotent. Hallelujah, Almighty, who alone is worthy of praise and honor and riches and glory and blessing. We come to Thee in Thy presence, Father. We pray for all the things that are happening in USA and all over the world. Father, we pray that the ungodly people will be thrown from power. You will bring into reign the godly people, Father, who will bring a revival over all the earth, so Thy church, New Jerusalem, can be built all over the world. We bind the powers of Lucifer. We bind the powers of darkness. We bind all the demons and the rats in this country, Father, that are trying to take over this country. We bind them in the name of Jesus. Let Thy name alone be exalted. Let Thy name be risen up above the earth, Father. You get the glory. You get the honor. You get the praise. And in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, let every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings and the ruler of the universe. And Father, as we come into Thy presence, we pray that You would speak to us, Father, and help us to understand the signs of the times. For in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Is God telling us something because Trump is now the president of the U.S.? Let us turn to Luke chapter 21, verse 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. We know that President Trump is trying to bring back a godly environment into the U.S. and all over the world. Humans are imperfect, but God is perfect. That is why we have the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all our sins. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth the poorest man. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth the richest man. Everyone is cleansed by the blood of Jesus. The worst sinner and the not so bad sinners, everyone is cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Because without the blood of Jesus Christ, there is no remission of sins. Now, in the history of the U.S. and the world, we never had a president by the name Trump. As soon as President Trump was elected to be the president of the U.S., my sister had a dream. In that dream, my father, who passed away in the Lord, came from glory and told her, that was a few years back, right after President Trump was elected. And my dad said, I'm coming from heaven, from glory, to give you a message from the Lord Jesus Christ. And she said, where are you, Daddy? And she said, I'm in a glorious place where all you have to do is think, and it will be given to you. But I come to you with a message from the Lord Jesus Christ that there is no more time. Many people are thinking it's going to take a long, long time for Jesus Christ to come back. But I'm telling you, the coming of Jesus is very, very near. People don't understand how close it is. Therefore, go tell everybody all over the world to get ready, because the rapture is very imminent. And then, just before he passed away, my sister asked him, Daddy, you know, you left mommy alone. And daddy said, yes. And that was the will of the Lord, because her work on earth has not ended. But go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is coming soon. One of the first things that will happen, the Bible says, is when Jesus Christ comes, there will be a shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God. So one of the three things that is going to happen is that trump is going to sound. The word trump is short form for trumpet. And again, in the book of Revelation, the Bible says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound the trumpet. In the Old Testament, the trumpet was sounded on many occasions. The trumpet was a call to worship, the trumpet was a call to war, and the trumpet was a call to victory. Many trumpets are sounded all over history, but the trumpet that we are going to hear sound, the trump that is going to sound, is the trump of victory. The battle is over, dear saints of God, and Jesus Christ is coming down with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. God has a very interesting way of alerting us. He is telling us through the name of the current U.S. president, through the things that are happening in this world, that the trump is about to sound. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Luke 21:28, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. What things come to pass? Bible scholars and children of God, the prophets, know very clearly Jesus Christ is talking about the establishment and prosperity of Israel. He says, when the fig tree begins to blossom, you know summer is near. Therefore, when these things begin to come to pass, know that Jesus Christ, the rapture, is very near. And that is what Jesus Christ refers to as Israel. In the Old Testament, the word fig tree, there are many trees, palm trees, orange trees, apple trees, but the fig tree had a specific meaning. The fig mostly grows in the Middle East and mostly in Israel. So the fig tree resembles the nation of Israel. In about 1947, the nation of Israel was born. When Jesus made this prophecy, it was 2,000 years back, and Jews were under the Romans. They didn't have a free country like they have now in Israel. And the fig tree is blossoming. If you look at what Israel is doing, they have become the top people in medicine. They have been the top people in weapons. They've been the top people in technology. Even in water meter, measuring the amount of water flow, they have the top water meters in the world. You know, in fact, Israel is a tiny speck of sand in the Middle East. And you have all these nations like Goliath that want to wipe them out, and still they are not able to wipe them out. And all the nations of the world, even though they gather against Israel, terror will strike their hearts. And we know that Gog and Magog and the nations in the north will advance against Israel, and the Bible tells us that they will all be wiped out. Israel was such a small nation. The name Israel comes from Jacob, the father of Israel, who was running for his life from Esau. He was just a normal man, just like you and me. But what made him great? One day, he wrestled in prayer with God. And God said, your name will not be Jacob, your name will be Israel, because you have wrestled and fought with God and won. The word Israel means a man who fought with God in prayer on his knees and won. If a man fought with God and won the battle, and won the victory, and got his prayers answered, do you think the people of this world can overcome Israel? If a man won the favor of God and won prayer on his knees with God and got his petition answered, do you think the puny people in this world that live for 80 years whose hearts and bodies made of flesh will win against Israel? That's what Jesus says. When Israel is established, then look up and lift up your heads. That was the major sign. The earthquakes, tsunamis, those were all secondary signs. The major sign was that Israel will be established. And he said, this generation will not pass until all that I said shall be fulfilled. And he was referring to the generation that was there when Israel was established around 1947. So, what we understand from that is that the generation that saw Israel independence being declared in 1947, that generation will not pass away before the rapture takes place. I believe strongly that we, the children of God, will be alive to see the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, look up and lift up your head is the voice of the Lord that is being given unto us. Today, there are so many things. There are smartphones. There are not so smartphones. There are smart people. There are not so smart people. There's smart jobs, there are smart technology, not so smart technology. We have all kinds of distraction. When a person is running in a race, there are so many distractions because the enemy wants him to lose the race. Even so, as we are running in the race, we are surrounded by distractions. At the same time, we are also surrounded by witnesses. That is saints who have gone before, and they are in the stadium, in the stands, cheering us and saying, don't get distracted, Daniel. Don't get distracted, Miles. Don't get distracted, Jose. You keep moving forward. You keep marching forward. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Keep your eye above. And when these things begin to come to pass, it has already come to pass, and it is still happening. Luke 21:28. Look up. Lift up your heads, for the redemption of Christ is at hand. We are at the brink of the rapture. Psalm 1, verse 3 says, we are trees planted by the rivers of water to bring our fruit in the season. We are trees planted by rivers of water to bear fruit in our season. Psalm 1:3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Number one, let's split this word into a few pieces. The Bible is telling that we that are in the church of the living God are like trees, fruit trees. Next, we are planted by the rivers of water, meaning we are planted right next to the river of living water, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit that flows from the throne of God. The Bible says in Psalm 46, there is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of our God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. The rivers of this world may run dry, but the river that flows from the throne of God, the river of joy and power and provision, will never run dry. The whole world might go thirsty and hungry, and they might get depressed, but the river of the water of life is eternal, and God will feed his children, their body and soul and spirit. And it also says, our tree shall bear fruit at the right time. And the Word of God tells us very clearly that a tree has so many different seasons. First you see the flower, then you see the fruit, the green fruit, and then you see the ripe fruit. But when the ripe fruit comes, at that point, you have to look up and pluck the ripe fruit. If you don't look up and pluck the ripe fruit, then the ripe fruit will fall to the ground and the ripe fruit will be wasted. We are trees planted by rivers of water to bear fruit in our season, Psalms 1:3. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. It also tells us that our leaf shall not wither because we are planted by the rivers of water. And whatsoever we do shall prosper. When a fruit tree flowers, you know that the unripe fruit will soon follow. When the fruit is ripe, it gets a beautiful color, red, yellow, or green. Now it is time to look up, lift up your head, and pluck the fruit and enjoy its delicious taste. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the fruit that we awaited for 2,000 years, is coming to transform our wild body into the likeness of his divine, godly, immortal body. We will look like him, and we will be with him forevermore. The fruit on the tree is about to ripen. What we lived, longed, and hoped for is about to happen. Look up at the tree of life, Jesus Christ, and enjoy his fruit. Song of Solomon 2 verse 3 says, as the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Jesus Christ is likened in the Song of Solomon, 2nd chapter verse 3, as an apple tree, as a tree that provides shadow to us. We have been waiting for this tree to flower and bear fruit and ripen, and the fruit is about to ripen. So the Bible says, look up and lift up your heads. Psalm 24:7-10 says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and we lift up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. If the gate, the head of the gate is not lifted, the gate cannot open. So the Bible says, let us not be distracted, let's be attracted, let's focus on Jesus, and look up and lift up our heads. And then the word Psalm 24 goes on to say, who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. That is Jesus Christ. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is about to arrive. The reason he is coming is to take us home. This is the fruit, the beloved fruit that we have been waiting for. Why is Jesus Christ coming? So that we will become his bride. He is coming for his bride. He shed his blood. He gave his life. He sent the Holy Spirit. He started the church of the living God, New Jerusalem. Now he is coming for the fruit, and the fruit is called us. Romans 8 says, Jesus Christ is coming for his first fruits. When a tree grows, and the first time that it bears the fruit, that fruit is very precious. We are the first fruits. Jesus Christ is coming for us, the first fruits. The time is near. These first fruits are very special, and we are dedicated to God. There will be another incident that will take place when Jesus and the bride come to the earth. Many people will be also taken up when Jesus Christ comes with the bride to reign for 1,000 years. And then the earth and the universe will be burnt with fire. And there will be new heavens and new earth and new Jerusalem. Our focus is not on this earth. Our hope is not to become the fertilizer of this earth. Our hope is to become like Jesus. You can pinch your body, you have blood flowing in your veins, but this body is made of the dirt of this earth. If you take a lump of sand and analyze it, a lump of clay and analyze it, you'll find out that it has the same constituents that our body has. How beautiful our body may look, it is a body that was made from the dirt of this earth. This body, which is called the dust, this flesh will one day be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. This mortal, perishing body will become an immortal, imperishable body. If this body will become like the body, the resurrected body of our Lord Jesus Christ. The first person that rose from the dead was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Next will be us. And those who are alive and remain under the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ will be caught up together alive in the clouds to see the Lord in the air. When I was a little kid, I used to have dreams that I was caught up in the clouds and there were groups of saints in the other clouds and we were all worshipping Jesus Christ and going on to live in that glorious heavenly city paved with gold and silver of buildings made like transparent glass where the Lord Jesus Christ lives forever and ever and ever. Therefore, look up and lift up your heads. The rapture is imminent. Don't be distracted. Be attracted to Jesus. Luke 21:28. When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us as we prepare for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for His church.